American Indians. You are standing at the west end of the Oxbow Bend turnout facing west. To your left, the slow-moving side channel of the Snake River is surrounded by rich vegetation, grasses, willows, aspen, and spruce trees. This is a good location to spot many species of wildlife. On the other side of the Oxbow, conifer-covered slopes of Signal Mountain rise above. To your right, a sagebrush and grassy-covered slope is dotted with aspen trees. In front of you, Mount Moran dominates the skyline. It is a large, blocky peak with a black stripe or dike transecting the mountain face. To the right of the dike is the Skillet Glacier, one of the few small glaciers remaining in the park. The 36-by-24-inch sign has text across the top with a painting in the background. The painting depicts a tribe of Indians at camp on the shores of Jackson Lake, with the Teton Range rising beyond the lake. On the left side is a cluster of three teepees with a fire burning in front. To the right are two Indians skinning a pronghorn antelope. A group of Indians is crouched around another fire further right, and a horse with another pronghorn draped across its back. In addition, there are several dogs sniffing around, a horse and rider standing at the edge of the lake, and children playing in the lake scatter about the skein. The sign reads, 11,000 summers in the Tetons. This slow-moving channel of the Snake River at Oxbow Bend sustains many different animals. Every year, thousands of visitors come here to see them. Like you, Indian tribes such as the Shoshone, Bannock, Blackfoot, Crow, Nez Perce, and Gros Ventre have been drawn to this place like this for more than 11,000 years. American Indians ventured into this valley as glaciers receded. They came to Jackson Hole in the spring to hunt game, harvest roots and berries. They collected soapstone for bowls, obsidian for projectile points, and quartzite for tools and roasting hearths. As the winter approached, they left their summer home in the Teton Range for warmer places. Caption: Indians on Jackson Lake, 1930s oil painting by Herbert A. Collins.